better than a background check. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The county sheriff in Logan, Ohio, thinks that if gun dealer John Downs hadn't turned away a certain suspicious customer last week, we'd be talking about a mass shooting in Ohio. What John Downs did was refuse to sell a 9mm rifle to 25-year-old James Howard, even though Howard's background check came up clear.
Did Howard check the box saying that he had had mental health issues in the past?
He checked it, but it said no.
So he was free to sell Mr. Howard the rifle. But he told CBS's Adriana Diaz that something didn't look right.
Just the look in his eye. You really can't explain it. He was going to do something.
And so he sent the guy away.
And I just said, you know what, bud? I have a really bad feeling about this. I can't sell you the gun.
What John didn't know at the time was that Howard did have a history of mental illness and that earlier that morning he had tried to attack his former coach at a nearby university and then had stormed off to buy a gun. And in fact, he returned to the gun shop an hour later, but this time John locked the door and took his customers into a back room and called 911. The man was finally arrested at a nearby Walmart just as he was trying to buy 50 rounds of ammo. So there it is, a case where the background check failed completely, and what worked was having a gun shop owner who makes it a practice to know who his customers are. Although, we can't get too warm and fuzzy about this because, as it turns out, the ammo the suspect was buying was for a gun he had successfully purchased somewhere else. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.